Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As we move into the fall, many producers may be looking at harvesting forage from summer annuals like sorghum sedan or other large-stemmed crops. While these can provide a valuable feed source, making dry hay this time of year comes with some real challenges. Cooler days and nights, heavy dew sets, and fewer daylight hours all slow the drying process. Add in thick stems and reduced sunlight intensity, and getting hay down to a safe storage moisture becomes very difficult. Pushing hay harvest late into the season without good drying weather can increase the risk of mold, heating, or even spontaneous combustion in the stack. If dry hay is still the goal, there are a few steps that we can use to improve curing. Mechanical conditioning, like crimping stems, can speed drying. Spreading hay out into wide windrows helps to capture more sunlight and airflow. And leaving a taller stubble gives the windrow space off of the soil surface, reducing moisture wicking from the ground and allowing better air movement underneath. Even with these adjustments, weather windows can still be tight. Alternatives such as silage or baleage may be a better fit when moisture is high and stems are slow to cure. Stockpiling growth for grazing later in the fall is another option that reduces harvest risk and provides valuable feed, though quality may drop as plants mature. As you plan for fall forage harvest, weigh the risks of slow dry down against the flexibility and feed quality benefits of ensiling or wrapping, even stockpiling. A little planning now can help protect both forage quality and stand safety. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.